Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been looking at the subject of God's all-sufficient grace and looking at it from two sides, the grace that we need that we receive from God, and the grace that we need to give, which in reality is also a grace that we receive from God. And trying to make those two match as much as possible in the way we receive and the way we give, we would realize just how needy we are when it comes to God's grace, and use that to motivate us to be more free, to extend grace to others. Oftentimes we think, well, they don't deserve it. Guess what? That's the nature of grace. If they deserve it, it's not grace. It's something else. It might be good, but it's not grace. And when we receive from God His grace, it is simply because that's our only chance, because we don't deserve it. We don't deserve anything, especially from God's hand. But His love compels Him. His nature calls Him to us, and it calls us to Him. Today we're going to talk specifically about finding grace in your time of need, and looking at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, which says, "Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Mercy and grace are generally closely related, different in some regard. Mercy is, in a lot of ways, having our penalty excused, overlooked. Grace is going beyond that, and it's receiving a reward instead of a penalty. And that's the nature of God. And He says that we should approach the throne of grace with confidence. And in so doing, we will find mercy and grace. I think many times we find ourselves in life struggling with that. A variety of reasons, and many having to do with what we believe we deserve or don't deserve, what we believe we're worthy of or unworthy of. Some of it is our training, our personality, our upbringing. A lot of factors play into it. But the one that ought to play into it the most is the presence of God's Spirit within us. That's what ought to give us the confidence when we approach the throne of grace, not alone, but with the Spirit, with the blood of Jesus covering us. We have help. As I was thinking about this, a memory came back that I had not thought about for a very long time. When our daughter was born, we were in the midst of, well, a very tight financial situation, to say the least. I had been off work with illness for about a year, which would continue for a rather long time. And we had made arrangement with the hospital prior to the birth and had an amount that was agreed upon. And when the bill came, it was significantly more. and I was beside myself. I approached the hospital and their finance staff and explained our original agreement, and they had excuses and reasons, and some had some logic or sense to them, others did not. But I finally enlisted help. And at that time, because it was free, the only help that I could think of was the Better Business Bureau. And so I filed a report. And it wasn't long that I got a call from the hospital saying, we would like to sit down and talk with you about how we can resolve this. And I was able to approach their finance staff with confidence, this time because I wasn't going alone. I had help. I had raised attention that they didn't want raised. And as we went through their itemized bill, there were things that we had never seen that they could not even explain why they were on the bill. And finally, they reached a point of saying, what is it that you're seeking? And I said, it's simple. I'm simply seeking to honor the agreement we made to begin with. I'm not seeking to get out of anything that I've agreed to. I'm just wanting fairness. Now, the part I haven't told is that part of that agreement was based on a 24-hour stay, and we were a little bit over that. And so there was probably some technical stuff on their side. And so when I returned with confidence, with someone watching over me, they extended mercy. They chose to abide by that original agreement, even though they laid out why they didn't have to. I wouldn't say they applied grace. There was no reward. There was no stepping back and saying, don't worry about it. But it was a start. It taught me something. It taught me about that consistency. It taught me about knowing when we need help. And sometimes I think we're afraid to go to God because, well, we know we need help, but we know that the help that we need to ask for is something we don't deserve. We know we're in the trouble we're in because of us. Other times we are in trouble and it isn't because of us, and yet we compare our troubles to someone else, and this isn't that bad. I can probably muddle my way through this. I can probably deal with it. But God wants us to approach the throne of grace with confidence. To know His love. And I've been fortunate to have parents and to still have parents that I can approach my nature is is difficult to ask. Difficult to talk. It's difficult to present a need to anyone. But if it reaches a point where I know I need help, it's somewhat easy for me to ask God to pray. But my parents have been that example that I know. If I have a legitimate need and I don't even have to exhaust all of my options, but I typically would just because of who I am, that I can approach them with confidence because they've always been gracious in helping me with any actual need. And when we approach God, we ought to use our experiences from the past of realizing that's the nature of God. And there are times where we approach God's throne of grace with confidence and we ask for things that we think we need and He gives us something different, or He pauses, or the answer doesn't come right away, or we become frustrated, or we begin to wonder if He's listening at all. And it takes time for it to unfold and for us to see that indeed God did give grace and mercy in our time of need. It simply didn't look like what we wanted it to look like. And so when we look back and we consider those things, we consider the times when His answer was prompt according to our standards. It's always on time, just not our time. But it was even what we were looking for. Our request was within line of what He knew we needed. And I think the more we get used to going to God and approaching His throne of grace in our time of need, the more experience we have to build confidence, to be able to put it at God's feet and say, I trust Him. That doesn't mean the struggle's over. It just means we know we're not alone. We know that God's grace, His goodness, His restoration, His acceptance, His compassion, His encouragement is with us. Grace in our time of need. What a beautiful thought. What a beautiful thing. What a beautiful experience. Because when we really think about it, there isn't a moment that goes by that we are not in a time of need. It's just that the intensity and variety and type of need changes from time to time, from moment to moment, from day to day. But through all of them, we can approach God's throne of grace with confidence, knowing that we'll find mercy and grace in our time of need. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. Your love has clothed us with Christ. Your love has filled us with Your Spirit. And when we approach Your throne of grace, we're not approaching it alone. Your presence goes with us. We have confidence not because of our goodness or our deeds or our wisdom, but because of You. Because we've learned that You want us to approach You. You want us to come near to You. And Father, thank You that when we come to You in our time of need, that we do find mercy and grace. Help us to trust that when it doesn't feel or look like we expected it to. Help us to know that whatever time it takes for us to understand is worth it. And Father, even those things that we receive mercy and grace for that we don't comprehend at all on this earth, the eternity beyond this earth is better whether we even understand it there. That trust in you, that belief, that knowledge, that experience that you are always with us, and that you're treating us in a way that is merciful, that has forgiven us, that doesn't count our sins against us because we've been washed in the blood of Jesus. But you've not only cleansed us and forgiven our sins, but you've rewarded us. And you've clothed us in Christ, and you've filled us with your Spirit. And you give us every good thing. Oh, not every good thing according to how the world measures good things or according to all the substance of this earth. But every good thing that's necessary for righteousness, that's necessary for representing Jesus, that's necessary for loving ourselves, that's necessary for loving our neighbors, that's necessary for loving our enemies. And so, Father, as we pray today, may we be reminded that not only can we, but we are called to approach your throne of grace with confidence, knowing that we will find mercy and grace in our time of need. And as we do that, may we represent Jesus well, may we lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Just a quick reminder, I mentioned at the start of the broadcast yesterday, tomorrow will be the last broadcast for a couple weeks at least. I'll take my annual early summer break and kind of reset physically and mentally, spiritually a bit, and return sometime in early June, I would suspect. I know it would be after June 5th, and we'll see what God has in store and in mind as we continue. But I enjoy these times and some of the feedback I get, but as much as anything, I enjoy these times spending it with God and being able to share it with whoever happens to be listening, and pray always that it's a benefit to you. And I do. And I know I close each broadcast that way, but it's sincere that I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.